to echo something that General Hayden said, though, I was talking to a member of a European intelligence service a couple weeks ago who said that in their view, there are 20 or 30, somewhere between 20 and 30 high-end criminal groups that have the capabilities of a nation state when it comes to cyber activities. And that these groups, most of them live in a country that begins with the letter R, it's not Romania, that these groups are focused heavily on the financial sector, and they're looking for ways to get money, and that we're seeing this diffusion of capabilities, the commoditization of cyber attack, so that people are going to be able to go online and buy tools that will let them go after targets that we might have thought were safe a year or two ago. So there's been some progress, certainly in the last few years. There'd be more progress if we could pass the darn bill in the House. But
The Senate.
That's the House's bill.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. The Senate. Yeah,
we've done our work in the House.
I'd like to see your bill become law.
Thank you.
That would be a plus. But while there's been improvement on the defensive side, the improvements on the offensive side, the improvements among our opponents has grown at an even faster rate.